And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is out, hopefully getting a big elk on his trip with Harold Davis and Mike Lum, and we'll look forward to hearing from him soon. And Corey Sandin is live right now. He's up at the Longfin Big Spectacular Sale, but man, do we have a great one for you today. Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Anglers joining us. We're going to be talking fishing, local fishing, long-range fishing, big tune and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Like we said before, man, very, very stoked and a great show. Really excited to have Captain Brian Kiyohara in here this morning. Morning, Brian.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. Man, what a year this has turned into. This has been such a fun year of sport fishing in that these things are keeping us guessing in the best way possible. You know, not keeping you guessing as they don't show up and they do a little bit, but areas and times and big bluefin early and then great yellowfin late, which is, you know, in the most, if there is such thing as a traditional thing, kind of what it's supposed to be, but it's been great fishing all the way around and trophies to quantity to quality. It's just been awesome. What a great time this year's been.
It has been fantastic sport fishing.
Yeah, it really has. And especially for a boat like you guys, the American Angler is just so schedule-wise, so set up to take advantage of all of those things, and you really have, you know, from... You guys do such a cool mix of... You don't know if that boat's going to be doing a day and a half or an 8 day, and everywhere in between, it seems like you've had good fishing.
You know, it's just because we love to fish.
Yeah.
And like Lori just came out with our schedule, and the diversity of the schedules from day and a half to 14-day trips, and we have all different types of trips mixed in and mixed out because, let's face it, I'm ADD, and I know Ray is the same. It's like Groundhog Day,
yeah,
doing the same thing every day, whereas with our diverse schedule, it's day and a half trips, and we're at Loopy on a 7 day trip, and then we're going down to the ridge, and then we're back fishing locally with the guys. We're pretty stoked on it.
It's clear that you guys have put that schedule together based on a lot of time of fishing and seeing good areas, because I swear it seems like every time we're in the tackle store and we're BSing with a guy and he's coming in by hooks, like, oh, I'm going on an 8 day on the Angler, I'm going on a 3 day on the Angler. It always seems like we always say the same thing, oh my God, what perfect timing that is. And it always seems like, you know, when Clemente is really firing, you always hear of a guy like, yeah, I'm going on a 3 day on the Angler. Oh, well, yeah, timing is just right. And Guadalupe's been really biting, like, yeah, I'm going on a 6 day on the Angler. It seems like your schedule's just been so primed for that.
Oh, that's straight luck, though. That is straight luck. You know, and we were talking about Steve Loomis here on the break right now, and
yeah.
His definition of luck is planning and opportunity coming together is luck. And so that whole scheduling thing, I mean, obviously we're not booking 14-day trips during hurricane season, but overall it's just luck and having the intel now,
sure.
Satellite information, just intel for the fleet. It's all around it. It's sport fishing's getting better
totally.
All the time.
And it's the team. It's the team that you guys put together, and you mentioned the backbone of the team already, Lori, and then your partner Ray and all the crew that you guys have. If there's one thing that is synonymous with the American Angler, it's that team effort that you guys put forward, and it shows. I mean, there's no cohesive unit like you guys out there. A lot of great ones, no doubt, but you guys have such that family team atmosphere on the boat. It's very unique.
Yeah, it's fortunate, but you know, that's part of the challenge that I like and thrive for and accept. You know, is getting the crew to buy into the program, and you know, passes along to getting our customers to buy in. It's
sure.
just the whole, like, let's go get them, guys. It's the whole team. And, you know, it's personally, I've just been very fortunate to be surrounded by very, very good people my entire life.
Right. We got to talking on the show beforehand, and, you know, your career in sport fishing is long, and you've got to see a lot of it change, and, you know, you've got to be, you know, as a crew member on teams like that, and it's got to be a very rewarding and very cool thing to, you know, to be in the position that you are and getting to, you know, be a part of a bunch of really good teams and then, you know, get to pass all that on to guys as you go forward on the Angler. Now, you've had so many people work on the boat for you and then build their careers up and go on, and now you see them doing the same things. It's been a pretty fun ride, I'm sure.
Oh, it's definitely proud of it, for sure. You know, I was able to start working on a charter boat high school and right after. And we carried primarily Japanese-American groups. You know, there was a lot of fishing groups. So learned a lot about customer service.
I'm sure.
And then after that, went to work with Frank for 10 years. And, you know, I worked with Tim Ekstrom, the Sueños, I mean, Rallo's. I mean, the list goes on and on. And the amount that we learned there working for Frank and Steve and what to do, what not to do, it's priceless. I've just been very lucky.
That's really fun. That's really cool. And it's really cool to watch it all come together. And it's been, you know, when guys are American Angler passengers, like, that's it, man. They treat that boat like family because they get treated that same way. And, you know, I get to see it in the tackle store all the time. Guys that ride your boat are, you know, they get a very unique experience out of it. And they're loyal to that angler, man. They love it.
And I'm pretty proud of, like, how the family spread.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like every time I see Taro go by.
Totally.
Or Andrew go by. It's like I see our AA customers
totally.
On the Liberty and stuff like that, and the San Diego, too. And it's just, I guess one day I'll become a grandfather. So
yeah.
I guess it's like becoming a grandparent and, like, just seeing everything spread out wider and wider and wider, just stoked on it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, like I say, there's no better sense of pride than, you know, working hard and seeing it come to fruition and then building other guys up through it and watching that come to fruition. And the ultimate is exactly things like that, seeing guys get their own boats and then taking what they, you know, what they built on the angler. And it really does. It steps up everything. You guys treat everything, you know, with a next level of care, whether it be taking care of the fish or taking care of the customers or taking care of the machinery. And you see those in operations like Taro's and Andrew's and things like that. And it's really cool to see, you know, a long-range level of service, which I think most everybody would consider the pinnacle, and watching that trickle down into shorter and shorter operations.
That's just it. You know, the part that I talk about challenges is, as I'm getting older, it's like I enjoy the challenges. Yeah. It's like, bring it on. And now it's not all kids buy into it, but some of them do. I just want to teach them and show them, because let's face it, by now we've seen fantastic fishing, we've seen poor fishing, but the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
and to do it. And I see a lot of young kids that are fantastic fishermen, but maybe lack on customer service, or I see vice versa. It's the whole package.
Sure. When there's a young man out there that wants to become, you know, wants to become Brian Kiyohara in 20 years and wants to work on a long range, but how does that path start? Like, how do you pick a crew member for the boat when a Taro goes off to run the Liberty, when an Andrew goes off to do his own thing, like, you know, and you pick the next one? How do you pick who the right guy is from the ranks? Like, how does that process happen for you?
It just happens.
Uh-huh.
It just happens. Like Andrew, for example, he was working on the Sun Fun, and he had just turned 18, and we backed in from a 5-day trip, and here's this kid holding his slickers.
Right.
And how you doing? Oh, I'm Andrew. Can I help you guys scrub and throw fish?
It's this, like, is a kid that you don't know.
Didn't know.
You pulled the boat back in, tied the lines up, and here's this guy.
He showed up, yeah. Went to the fuel dock, emptied trash, did the whole thing, unloaded. At the end, I said, you know, we got a pretty set crew. They've been with us for years and la-da-da-da-da. We don't have room, but I appreciate the help.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a fantastic kid. This is the way to do it.
Yeah.
So we left on a 5-day trip, got back in. And he was there again. And I'm there, all right, give me your phone number. And, you know, obviously he turned out to be a fantastic crew member for us for, I think, 6 years. And obviously, you know, he's out on his own. Just the Taro's awesome. 10 years, Cameron's, you know, Ray obviously has been with us since he's 18. Now he's part owner of the boat.
It's so cool.
There's a long list, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you should be. And it's an impressive, you know, run, and it's cool watching it happen, and it's cool because a lot of those guys have that same mindset that you do, which is, a you know, it's ultimate in customer service, and it really shows. You treat every passenger as family, and that gets thrown around a lot, but it's the truth. You really do, and that's why guys love fishing on the Angler.
Yeah, and, you know, Sam had a big, huge part of it, you know, before he went on to his other endeavors, you know, just as far as work ethic and just straight hard work, and yep. I'm here to tell you, you work hard, and it pays off.
Yep, no doubt, man. That's really fun. Well, it's really fun to see it, and you know, it's been fun talking about Taro and the Liberty and what a great career he has had, and what a great opportunity, because at the end of the show today, we're giving away an opportunity to go fishing on board the Liberty, and it's been fun watching that come together, you know, Taro working for Booger, and you know, all of a sudden, like, that guy was the man, and then, you know, I mean, that's never an easy call for Boog to push away, like, your best, your right-hand man, but all of the great guys, yourself included, like, you get to watch that happen. You know, it's hard to let loose of a guy that takes such good care of your operation, but you're never more stoked than watching him leave and run his own thing.
Yeah, but, like, look at Frank, you know.
Totally.
How many owner-operator/captain/lawyer/doctor/ yeah. that have worked on that deck of that Royal Polaris, and we're kind of the same. Like, when somebody starts working for us, I don't necessarily even want them to work for us for 10 years.
Yeah.
I want them to move on, climb the ladder, use their experience working for us as a benefit, learn as much as possible, and elevate yourself. And I'll personally help them try and get a job or
That's cool.
Put a good reference in because, you know, it's a stepping stone.
Yep, no doubt. Well, the, you know, speaking of the angler and how great the crew is, you get to take very good advantage of the good fishing that's going on. And, man, it has just been such an awesome year. I mean, the last trip, you know, the last trip that Ray brought the boat back, I was walking down the dock and just blown away at what's going on, both with the quality of, you know, local tuna that's available and lifetime-sized trophies. It's just, it's unreal what we're getting to be a part of right now.
Yeah, it's difficult to pin down an itinerary of any trip.
I bet
now,
it is.
You know, you leave the dock and you think you're going to do this or do that, but different options and choices come up, and it's, you end up doing something totally different, and it's kind of cool. It's part of the adventure. A lot of our guys have been fishing with us for years, and it's, every year's different.
I think it's pretty cool if a guy's getting ready to go on a three-day trip on the Angler right now, trying to put his tackle together, when he sits in the garage and looks at it and starts going back and forth, man, there's a lot of different options you got to decide on. From a bass rod to a rod that you can catch a 300-pounder on. It's pretty darn cool what's going on. Yeah, it's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show. So much cool information to cover and so much good times to be had on the radio show this morning. Tackle and fishing and long range and short range and everything in between. We're just so excited to have Captain Brian in the show and hanging for a couple hours with him. We would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, the best way to do that is to give us a call at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Captain Brian, but also an opportunity at winning that fantastic trip, as we mentioned before. Somebody at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip, fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty. A great, great opportunity. Some really, really good fishing that those guys have been experiencing lately. It just doesn't seem to stop their ability of catching all that tuna and such a short amount of time to do it on. So a great opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot at that full day on the Liberty, or better yet, your chance to talk to Brian, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. Plus, we're going to check in with Corey, find out what's going on at the big longfin sale today. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 8th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle, free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. 8857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, as promised, we got the man himself standing by right now. Corey Sandin is live coming to us from the Longfin sale in Orange. And Corey, I know what it's like being at that sale. Tom, the boys, they do not mess around there at the Longfin. It's always a crazy sight. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Brian. Yeah, it's definitely a huge day here at the Longfin. It's they call it Customer Appreciation Day, and everything, nearly everything in the store is on sale from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's a ton of people here already. Whole parking lot full of manufacturers' reps from Shimano, Daiwa. All the local guys are here, and just a huge day for the Longfin. And if you don't know how to get here, I mean, this is one of, there's a handful of premier shops in Southern California, and the Longfin, if you've never been here, it's off the 55 freeway just east of the 5. Okay, you take the 5, go east on the 55, exit East Chapman in an easterly direction, and it's just a quarter mile off the freeway. Rick, it's 11,000 square feet of fishing tackle.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's one of my most favorite tackle stores, and you nailed it. If you haven't been, it's worth seeing. Longfin's got everything. It's from a full pro style shop to trout bait and bobbers and literally everything in between, and a crew that's so good at, you know, customer service and knowing how to help outfit a guy. And, you know, there's places that you go into that you know you're getting straight dope and straight customer service. You know, you're not being sold something because they're trying to sell an extra reel behind the counter. Like, Longfin has such good crew, and they're just so willing to help everybody. And Customer Appreciation Day, the sales and sale prices, they're unmatched. It's an awesome day.
It really is. You're hitting on the head, Rick, and it's definitely worthy of checking out for sure. If you've, like I said, if you've never been here, this is definitely a place you want to look at. 11,000 square feet of a tackle and a whole upstairs area of all the AFCO, probably every single article that AFCO makes, and every tackle bag. It's just a huge day. But yeah, I wanted to give a quick call, Rick, and I'm sorry to interrupt you and Brian and the rhythm, but definitely a huge day here at the Longfin, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A lot of the parking lot's full of manufacturers' reps, like I said. You know, a lot of them leave by early afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock or so, but the shop will be open until 7. And as you mentioned, Tom and Eric that run the ship here just do an awesome job, and they're not busy just, you know, for no reason. Like you said, they're really good at customer service and repeat business.
No doubt about it. Now, Corey, what are you up there with? Do you have a display of baits? And, you know, can a guy come up and have, you know, Corey from MC help pick out baits and, you know, right size hooks and, you know, swim bait lead heads and all that kind of stuff? Are you going to be available for the day?
Yeah, exactly. So I have a tent and table set up, like Shimano and Daiwa and Accurate and all the boys. There's probably 20 tents set up in the parking lot. And, yeah, definitely. They probably, Rick, it blow your mind. I know Fisherman's Landing has an astronomical amount of plastics and a huge thing set up. But let me tell you, the Longfin, Eric and Tom, they probably have more MCs here than I bring to the Fred Hall show, if you can just imagine that.
That's so cool.
It's huge.
That's awesome,
huge.
Corey. Well, what a great opportunity. Yes. So, I mean, it, not only all the taking advantage of the sales on, you know, on a lot of stuff that doesn't normally go on sale. You know, it's a once-a-year thing. Everybody kind of turns their head the other direction. Sometimes you'll find a deal on something that you don't normally find a deal on, and a great opportunity to go, but also such a great opportunity to come see you. And, you know, if a guy is into inshore fishing, there are no better baits than the MZs. And to get to be able to pick Corey's brain on, hey, I'm going to Cedros and I'm looking to do this, or, you know, I'm really into calico bass fishing, you know, I fish here and there, what do you think? And a great opportunity to get to wrap with a guy like yourself and really help dial in some baits the way that you fish them, Corey.
Yeah, that's really cool. I appreciate it. Well, you guys have a good morning. And, you know, Ryan from Accurate's waving at me right now, and Justin Poe's right there, and John Cooch and Eric at Shimano. Everybody's here. So come on down till 7 p.m. And you guys have a good rest of the show. I know you got an hour and a half left, and good talking to you guys.
Great job, Corey. We appreciate the call in. Thanks for letting us know what's up, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks, Corey. All right, appreciate that very much. Well,
I love his enthusiasm.
I do too, man.
Fired up.
And Corey, you know, Corey is so cool, and he's the most humble guy. There are no better baits out there than what he makes, those MC swim baits. How tough they are, how well they fish, how good the colors are, how perfectly clean and consistent they are, because he has so much passion and respect for it. Corey's the only guy that pours MC swim baits. You know, you think about the thousands of baits that we have at Fisherman's Landing, the thousands that are over at Seaforth, the thousands that he's got up at the Longfin Sale and everywhere else. Corey has poured every single one of those.
Wow.
It's not a team of people. It's everyone by him, and that's why you don't ever see one that's misshapen. You don't ever see one that's got a little overpour. And he put so much work into that. If you didn't ask Corey about why he was there with MC Swim Baits, he would have never mentioned himself whatsoever. You know,
oh, no.
The most humble, respectful guy, stoked for everybody else, stoked to be a part of the sale. He would never have mentioned that he was even there on behalf of MC Swim Baits.
Like how we were talking in the break. I've known Corey pre-MC Swim Baits, and he was hooping before people even knew what a hoop net was.
Yeah.
And it... Humble, you would never know.
We got to do a radio show a few weeks ago that was really fun. We had a guest scheduled that had something come up where they had to excuse themselves last second, and rather than do something else, it was just Corey and I, and I got to hang out for 2 hours and hear Corey talk about fishing and people calling in and asking about bass fishing and travel and freshwater fishing. It was the most fun we had had in so long. There's no agenda. We were just hanging out, rapping about fishing, mostly all inshore, Corey's world. It was really cool.
Oh, Corey is natural born.
Yeah.
Natural born. There's a handful of guys that have it, and he's one of them.
And he's got a handful of that. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show for you today. Again, if you want to get through, have your chance to talk to Captain Brian, 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones and start off this morning with Doug, who's calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi. I was going to ask a question about the boat. How much of the work are you doing in the shipyard versus the boat dock itself?
Morning, Doug. The shipyard, whenever we do cosmetic things, we pretty much have to be fully contained at a shipyard. There's these exotic tarp jobs happening
right?
at the dock that are getting better and better, but We do a considerable amount of our cosmetic work in the shipyard, and we haul the boat every year. March, usually right after the show, we're up in the air anywhere from 3 days to a month and a half.
It's got to become difficult to decide when you do that, because the fishing that the angler does is so consistent. I mean, if you weren't doing your yard work in March, you'd be fishing, and there'd be things that you guys would go catch. You keep that boat fishing all the time, so there's got to be at some point where you just stamp your hand on the table and said, this is the time that we're not going to go.
You know, historically, March and April are the windiest, and the water's the coolest, and it seems like the best time to do maintenance, but, you know, the last few years, this bluefin thing has just been crazy. They've never left, and water conditions are stable and all of that, so it is tough, but it's kind of the routine that we've got in.
Yep.
You know, a lot of our trips and passengers have been regulars since we've owned the boat, and it's kind of our rut, I guess you would call it. It's Fred Hall show, then maintenance.
And you, it's so important to an operation like being, if that boat doesn't get shut off, like, I mean, you darn near put that thing back in the water when you're done with maintenance, and she's running all the time until it's time for maintenance again. So, you know, that girl deserves that level of, you know, TLC that I'm sure you guys put to it when the opportunity comes to shut down and really get in and get things dialed for a full year of running.
And getting back to the crew member thing, I think that's what gives us the advantage over a lot of the local boats, at least. It's like, you know, the San Diegos and the Liberties, they run pretty much year-round. But other than that, it's a long-range boat. You know, for these young kids that are interested in following their passion and becoming a deckhand, it's like us and the other long-range boats and some of the local full-day boats, it's about the only boats that offer full-time, year-round work. So, you know, the whole maintenance part of it's our entire crew's there, you know, 5 or 6 days a week.
What, as a guy in your position, especially talking about the things that you've talked about, and Doug, appreciate the call.
Thanks,
very
Doug.
Much. Thanks for the call. You've got to mentor and teach people a lot of things. What is an easier thing to do, teach somebody fishing skills or machinery? You know, because, I mean, they're both equal parts, and, you know, I guess customer service is part of that, too. You know, there's so many levels at doing the things that you guys do that we don't see as passengers. You know, we don't realize how much work goes into machinery and refrigeration and things like that because you guys make it so seamless.
You know, driving the boat and fishing is the easiest aspect of it. It's because all the crew is there for one thing, and that's because they love to fish.
Right.
It's being able to put the whole package together.
Sure.
Management skills, learning how to turn a wrench, using common sense, and the most important thing is communication skills with your fellow crew members communication from the bridge of the deck. And the fishing aspect is definitely something that we do not have to teach.
Right.
Because it's natural born, it's an instinct, and all the kids that come to work for us,
they live it and breathe it, and they have for years before you ever met them.
It's like you, I watch you guys, you and your crew at the shop, you guys are on it.
Yeah.
And because you guys love to do it, it shows with your success. But, you know, the toughest thing is just reminding the kids communication skills are number one.
Right.
And just common sense, learning how to turn a wrench. Each one of the guys that have worked for us have had their standouts.
Yeah.
John Conniff, probably the most intelligent. Taro, one of the best fishermen and tackle guys.
Yeah.
Andrew, learning the engine room. You know, it's just Cameron, communication skills.
That's,
I mean,
cool.
The list goes on and on. We have kids that went on to become lawyers and successes in other avenues as well. And it's pretty proud of them.
That's
all.
That's awesome, man. I dig it. All right. Well, again, Doug, we appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump right back into him. Talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good morning, Mark.
I got a question for Brian.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What got you into fishing?
You know, I'm fourth-generation Japanese-American, and my grandparents fished. My parents fished. I'm the youngest of three boys, so the competitive level.
I'll bet.
Bridgeport twice a year, Colorado River, surf fishing, pier fishing. I listened to one of Steve Lousy's podcasts, and he keeps talking about it. Born in your DNA. I guess it's in my DNA to fish. I have always loved it. My mom said ever since I was 4 years old, I wanted to either be a deckhand or a park ranger. Because I figured I'd hit every trout stream that flowed. But it just...
I think one of the things that makes me smile so much, and I have so much respect for guys that are in the shoes like yours, Brian, is you're going fishing no matter what. If you have a trip off, we'll see you and your wife or you and your buds going rock cod fishing for the day, or are you taking your son and his buds out halibut fishing for the day, or are you going bay bass fishing? And you can tell that, you know, if you had a trip off where you guys had just caught a bunch of cow tuna, the very next day you couldn't be more stoked to go down fishing with the buds and catching some reds. Like, you can tell that it's in your blood.
Now that we have these fancy electric engines in our skiffs, it's I'm 1,000 hours a year on my skiff.
Awesome.
I like to fish.
That's in between putting hundreds of days,
yes.
You know, together driving your other big boat. You know,
I'm the luckiest guy I know.
I love it, man. That's awesome. Did that answer your question for you, Mark?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
We appreciate it very much, man. Thank you for the call. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Cash Tours. Today, that report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Also, the spices and rubs are now all available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Good show, man. You even got Corey up there at the long stand.
Yeah, we're having a great time, buddy. What's anxious to hear, though, what's going on down in the Baja?
Well, Ricky, things are heating up down there. Not only is the temperature hot, the fishing's really got hot down there. Anywhere from Moreto all the way down to the very tip, it's just phenomenal Dorado fishing. Probably the best we've seen in a lot of years. I mean, good quality size, good grade coming in now. I hear from bulls, 40, 50-pound bulls, but it's just about limits for everybody that's going down for Dorado. And, of course, the tuna fishing further south of La Paz there, around south of the East Cape and just north of San Jose del Cabo there, in that one area there where they got those three or four main banks, the Iman, the San Luis, the Vinorama. Those banks are producing tuna anywhere from 15 to 20 to 30 pounds, all the way up to 100, 200, and reports out of the Gordo, or the outer Gordo, some 300-pound tuna being caught out there. So, I mean, it's just phenomenal. And the marlin fishing kind of really got good this last week, which was surprised me. You know, they're even talking about the Grand Slam, you know, a blue marlin, a striped marlin, and a sailfish. And, you know, that's kind of a hard thing to do in one day, but there's a couple of boats that had that, so looks like plenty of sailfish, and like I said, things are really, really heating up there. And, of course, on the beach, there's still a lot of big roosters to be had. People, you know, that aren't going offshore are going along those beaches, some mullet, live mullet, and getting some, you know, 40, 50, 60, up to 70-pound roosters. And thank God they're releasing them. Those are such a great game fish. Not good table fare. I mean, they are edible, but not – they're better to be released and to fight another day, because they're a great, great game fish to catch. A lot of fun. Strong and just a phenomenal fish. But, yeah, man, if you're going down, I might add, too, the wahoo are starting to come in now, especially in that area we were talking about just north of San Jose del Cabo. We're getting some nice wahoo there. And, you know, that count is going to go up as we get into late this month, October, November, and then December. November, we have our annual Wahoo Rumble down in San Jose del Cabo, and this year it's going to be November 15 to 19, and I foresee it being a pretty good Wahoo year. There's some nice Wahoo being caught. But anyway, that's a report for this week, Ricky, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. You guys have a good week, and anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And fight on, SC.
Right on, Cass. Well, a great report. We sure appreciate that. And speaking of Corey Sandin, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, I know there's still spots available on the Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tour trip that Corey and yourself will be on down to Lake El Salto. I know that's Corey's true passion, and still an opportunity. There are a couple spots to come fishing with the two of you guys if we'd like to come down.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, I just filled two spots yesterday. I think I've got four spots for four anglers left on that trip. So if you guys want to join Corey and I on that trip, here again, give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. And I'll talk to you boys next week.
Great job. Appreciate that, as always, Cass. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Take care, man.
All right, thanks a lot for that. That's going to wrap up the Cash Report again. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your 100-pound bluefin or yellowfin. Their answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is now available with a solid ring or with a standard hook. You can get it at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packed up, having a great time, talking fishing, talking American Angler, having lots of fun with Brian in the studio this morning. And boy, we were looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to get through this morning, 833-288-0973. Already been a very busy morning. The phones are all packed up right now, but it always like to take a second to just to let you know about the phones here at The Fan. We've mentioned it many a times before, but when you call into The Fan, if the lines are full, you will not get a traditional busy signal like you would. The phone will just continue to ring. And we always like you to know that's not Adam ignoring you. Adam's always quick to grab your call. But basically, the phone continues to ring, and your call goes into a queue. And then the second that a line becomes open, you get slid right in there. So we're never ignoring you if you're just getting the ringtone. But we're looking forward to hearing from you. And the phones are packed up. And before we jump into the phone calls, we're going to jump all the way down to Cedros Island. We have Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing online. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Brian. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Doing good, yeah.
Been hearing so much about Cedros and all the great fishing that's going on, and been seeing all the photos. You guys do a really good job on keeping us up to date on your social media and seeing all the photos of guys coming down and fishing with you. But we're anxious to hear what's going on and what's new at Cedros Kayak Fishing.
So, yeah, it's been really a fantastic year down there. June started a little slow, but, man, it's going crazy right now. Lots and lots of yellowtail, decent bass fishing, no tuna or Dorado yet, but my tip of the day to anyone coming down is, man, I'm losing a lot of fish on 60 lately, throwing stick baits. A lot of these fish are like 40-plus pounders in shallow, 15 feet of water. You're seeing the whole bite go on and everything as you're cranking your lure back. Bring some heavier tackle. Don't be afraid to bring some heavier leader down. It's just amazing. All of the high spots on the south end of the island are just loaded with yellows. Pretty much like a 12 to, man, as much as 40, 45-pound fish. So it's a big range. You just don't know what size you're going to get bit with, and then you're in 50 feet of water out there in those high spots, and it's just like almost immediate those things are gone. So, yeah, lots of great action going on. Just to give a couple of things that's going on with us, we've acquired a new charter, Rick, believe it or not. We're not only flying from our Temecula location, which is on a little stall pattern right now, but we are traveling through the CBX border crossing now with a private six-passenger charter. So working out really good. We took our first trip this past week. Pretty much seamless. I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty nice option there that I'm liking, and I'm going to definitely explore deeper for next year.
Oh, well, I think that is great news. You know, having used the CBX many times, both to get to all points south of Mexico, including Cedros Island, it's a very smooth and easy operation from parking in the United States and keeping your, you know, car in a secure lot to the ease of entering the country via that sky bridge there. It makes it no easier. That's awesome news, Jeff, and a great thing for all of us that enjoy coming down and fishing with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the San Diego guys really like that. We're going to offer probably like free parking at Fastlane, and then we'll bring our van down and then towed everyone over to the CBX. That's going to save everybody, you know, $20 a day on parking and stuff like that. It's very simple. My wife just pulls up right out front. There's those carts right there. I mean, I couldn't believe how simple it was. Like, you know, we walk in, we pay for the bridge crossing. You buy that round trip thing, and then the visas are free because we're walking across. You're staying under 7 days, you know, so the visa part is free, you know. I don't know. It's such a great option. And then just flying back like that, 2-hour flight, you know, about a 10-minute, you know, little walk across that bridge. We have this bus now that's coming straight to our plane. You get on this bus, it takes you right to the bridge. So, I don't know. It's pretty rad. You know what I mean? I'm pretty stoked on that whole thing.
I think that was a great call, and yeah, there's no doubt. There's nothing easier than that, and a great way to experience a fun island, and you offer such a unique way to do it. People come down, stay at your home. You've got the fleet of kayaks. You've got now the fleet of beautiful pongas, and you kind of choose the way that you want to do it based on how the fishing is. If you want up close and personal and fishing real tight to the island inside the kelp line and boiler rocks on the kayaks, you can do that, and if you want to drive all the way up to the north end of the island and fish in lush kelp with big weedless MC swim baits on the ponga, you can do that too.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just mixing and matching, I like to call it. Like every night at dinner, we discuss it with the group. If people want to divide and conquer, it doesn't matter to me. I'll put two guys on one ponga, you go ponga fishing. I'll take the other two guys with me. We'll go kayak fishing, like whatever. It's just really fun doing that. That's the small group intimacy like that. I get to maneuver and show people Cedros in a way that just really no one else can, and it's really, really working out.
And that's your...
I just want to mention, because I don't want to take too much of your time. I like hearing what Brian's saying today. October 4th through 7th, I have three spots available. Corey has called me and asked me to put this out there to the world. Corey Sanding is doing two trips in October. His 5-day trip is sold out, but I have three spots left for October 4th through 7th. If anyone wants to come down, stay at my place, nice intimate setting, go fishing with the man, give me a call.
That's
give me a call.
Awesome.
Don't wait too long. I'm sure it won't be past this weekend that we get those spots filled up, but I'm looking forward to seeing Corey down there. I got Ben Florentino coming down. I know he's got a couple spots on the trip. He's been kind of holding those for some special people. So if anyone is interested in coming down in October, which is a fabulous time, and fishing with two of the top names in the industry, please give me a call, or call Corey, or call Ben, and get yourself signed up. It's going to be a good time. There's not many of us there. It's three or four guys at a time, you know, and you're going to get that nice, basically a 4-day private lesson there with Corey, three solid days of fishing. So we chose like an afternoon flight. So we leave the CBX like about 1 o'clock. So you get them down to the island about 3:30. So we're relaxing that day. We're not doing anything, no fishing at all. But then we're going to fish Saturday. We're going to fish all day Saturday. Then we wake up early Monday because our flight is like a 2 p.m. departure from the island. So we're waking up and fishing a half day.
That's
like
so cool.
We went out and we caught 9 yellows by 11 o'clock. We came in. My crew filleted all that stuff and everything. By the time we got to that CB exit, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that fish was not even 12 hours old yet. You know what I mean?
What a cool experience.
I don't know, better than a sport boat, you know what I mean? So, yeah, really, really great things going on. I'm just so, obviously, you probably heard my voice. Like, I love Cedros, and it's just such an exciting spot. And I just look forward to next year and future years, and it just keeps getting better and better down there. So thanks again for letting me come on this morning, Rick, and get my little schmeal out there to everybody. And looking forward to hearing more great stuff about the American Angler here coming up.
Well, Jeff, we love to have it, and what an exciting trip and an exciting opportunity to fish with Corey and Benny and all the great stuff you're doing. Is the standard number, the 760-412-2507, the best way to reach you at Cedros Kayak Fishing?
Absolutely. That's my personal cell phone. Someone just tried to click in right now, which is pretty hilarious. But, yeah, that's my cell phone. And if you want to send an email, Jeff@CedrosKayakFishing.com. Go on our website, www.CedrosKayakFishing.com, and come on down. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Love it, Jeff. Great report. Really appreciate it. Glad to hear the island is firing in all cylinders. Keep us in touch, man. Let us know how it goes down there.
Absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, okay? Jeff, and we can't wait to come fishing with you the same. Appreciate it very much, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Brian, so let's jump right back into it. How about we talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Brian, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. Just looking at your website, it's not surprising that you're pretty much booked up. Your boat's got a huge positive reputation.
I appreciate that, Don. There are still spots available, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, RSW systems. I know that most of the long range boats have them, if not all of them now, and a lot of the local boats are putting them in. How long can you keep fish in an RSW system, and what makes you make the decision to go to freezing fish?
You know, I see the longliners that were based out of Hawaii, and I see them coming in and offloading more and more all the time, and they're making 30-day trips.
No kidding.
With their big eye, with saltwater eyes. And so it's a week of traveling to get to the zone that they're fishing. And so they're bringing home big eye that go out to the local markets that are 3 weeks old. Huh. For us on a 14-day trip, we have our fish in the hole at the longest 9 days. And then we feel that's kind of borderline pushing it, but it's once the fish gets to the processor,
Open it up and it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And, you know, a lot of the RSW success is not only the actual system, but it's how the fish are handled and managed. From the time they're gaffed, gently laid on the deck, you know, there's no more Hollywood flipping them off the gaff or anything, and just bleeding them and gill and gutting them if they're good sized, and all the way to the dock, how gentle they're handled in the cart, and the processors obviously do a fantastic job.
You say it, and I'm not saying that you brush over it. It's just you make it seem like it's such an easy process. But I know that that's something that you and your crew are very passionate about, because it's very easy to say all of those things, and it's another thing to do them while there's a lot going on, and there's four fish hanging, and there's people going, and seeing a team like you guys still take care of it, like, it's just everything happens so seamlessly that even with stuff going on and there's multiple fish hanging, the fish is still treated with the utmost of care.
Yeah, that's what we're there for, the fish, and they require the utmost respect. I mean, because it's kind of a gift from the ocean.
Totally.
And to disrespect those, I was a part of it. Filling stuff in gunny sacks and freezing these things. I was a part of it, you know, for a major part of my life, that's what we did. Flaying them like a tube of toothpaste and just... But now, it's just earning the respect and how beautiful these fish are and treating them with the respect that they're due. It's in the end product. Once it gets to these processors, all three of them do a fantastic job, and it's just... It's the ultimate now.
Yeah, it's cool. One of the things that I really like seeing, and I think it's just, it's changed over the years from having a lot of buds that, you know, get a job working on the boat, and then they become the guy that's maybe in charge of machinery and engineer, but seeing the guy that's in charge of the refrigeration and seeing how much, you know, how much care gets put into that, you know, those, they're doing what a long-range crew member does. They're interacting with customers, and you're hanging out, and you're BS, and you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, like, a light bulb in their head just clicks, and they go to another place and just, you know, run downstairs and just check levels and check temperatures and make adjustments. And so much goes into that that none of us as fishermen passengers even realize.
Yeah, but it's just the pride that these crew members have. But it's the same with you, Rick. It's your pride here. It shows.
Yeah.
You do a good job.
It's fun. It's really, really cool. Well, Adon, does that answer your questions for you?
It does, and Brian, thank you so much for talking about respect for the resource. You know, it's really important, and clearly your passion comes through. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate the phone call, Don, very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots more info coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup at 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam, Manny Machado. His first as a San Diego Padre. Was 4-1. Now it's 8-1.
The Padres play here on 97.3, The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3, The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.